Welcome to the Friends with Money podcast, brought to you by Money Magazine, creating financial freedom for Australians since 1999.
Hello, and thanks for joining us for another episode of Friends with Money, Money Magazine's podcast to help you earn, save, and achieve your financial goals. My name is Tom Watson, a senior journalist here at Money Magazine. And as always, it is a pleasure to be with you. You've worked hard all your life. You paid your taxes, and now retirement beckons. So when that day does come, it's logical that people will want to be making the most of any financial support they are entitled to. And in Australia, we are fortunate enough to have income support in the form of the age pension. But how can eligible retirees make the most of their pension? Well, we will get into that and more on today's episode of Friends with Money. And I'm very pleased to say that ready to lend his expertise on the subject is today's guest, Andrew Dinsdale-Scanlon from Telstra Super Financial Planning. Andrew, welcome to Friends with Money.
Thanks, Tom. Good to be here.
Boy, very pleased to have you on board today, Andrew. And listen, right up top, what are the secrets to getting the most out of the age pension?
Okay, so I would suggest maximizing the age pension is really a common concern for retirees. The amount you receive depends on Centrelink's income test and asset test, where Services Australia assesses your finances to determine your eligibility and payment amount. So there are three key ways I see to potentially increase your pension, which includes reducing assets, restructuring ownership of assets, and making strategic financial moves.
Well, let's break those down then, shall we? I think that's the easiest way to go about it. And let's start with the first one you mentioned there, Andrew, which is about reducing people's assets. So how can people go about reducing their assets?
Well, Tom, the most common way, I think, is gifting money or items. Mm. You can gift up to $10,000 in one financial year or up to $30,000 over five financial years. Also, if you gift at least 5 years before claiming a pension, they won't be included in your assessable assets.
So obviously a bit of forward planning can help there. And yes. I guess I'm sure that, you know, that's something that people's kids or whoever the recipients of that money wouldn't mind. But Andrew, what if someone doesn't actually want to give their money away?
A simple, often overlooked strategy is reviewing the declared value of your assets. So over time, most assets depreciate, meaning they may be worth less when you initially reported them. For example, a newly purchased car may have been worth $50,000, but could drop to, say, $30,000 in a few years?
Yes, sadly, I know that well. So what sort of impact can that actually have then?
Well, Services Australia calculates your pension eligibility based on market value, or, in other words, what price you would receive at a garage sale, rather than the insured replacement cost. I would therefore suggest checking whether your assets have actually depreciated over time.
It's a really good point, not something I necessarily would have thought of. So in summary, people shouldn't just set and forget. It's probably worth reviewing their values from time to time, or, you know, they could end up getting less pension than they're entitled to. But moving on, Andrew, what else can people do in this respect?
Okay, so, well, if you have a younger spouse, for example, who isn't old enough to currently qualify for the age pension, transferring some of your retirement savings into their super account could be beneficial. Now, this is because their superannuation balance doesn't actually count towards the government's asset test until they reach the age of 67 years old, which may help you qualify for more pension benefits.
Again, I didn't realize that was possible, but it makes complete sense. So how could, I guess, in theory, someone, you know, or how much could someone move?
Well, each year you're allowed to contribute $120,000 into your superannuation account. If the balance across all your superannuation accounts is less than a certain amount, there's also a special rule that lets you bring forward the next 2 years of contributions. Now, that means you can make up to $360,000 in one contribution.
I'm just doing the calculations in my head there, Andrew, and that's obviously a lot. And I can imagine that can, you know, make a pretty big difference to the assets test, right?
Oh, it certainly has its potential, yes. However, it is worth noting that once the younger spouse does turn 67, this advantage will be removed, because at 67 years of age, their super balance will then become assessable under the age pension income and assets test, and this could affect overall pension entitlements for yourself.
Right, fair enough. Okay, that makes sense as well. So basically, you've got to enjoy it while it lasts. What if you're single though, or you know, you don't have a younger spouse?
That's a good question. One of the strategies anybody can use, and that's to move your money somewhere that's treated more favorably by the asset test. For example, a lifetime pension.
All right. We're definitely going to need a bit of an explainer when it comes to lifetime pensions then, Andrew. What exactly is a lifetime pension, and how can someone, I guess, know if it's right for them?
A lifetime pension is when you exchange a lump sum of money to effectively buy a lifetime income stream. Now, the details of each lifetime pension can vary, but for the Telstra Super Lifetime Pension, the main aim is to protect you from outliving your retirement saving.
So it very kind of short in sum, someone might receive X dollars per month or per year. Is that kind of how it works in the scheme of thing?
That is correct. Yes. Yeah. So you can choose the frequency of payment.
So why might an option like a lifetime pension be a good option for, I guess, some people wanting more age pension?
I guess for people whose age pension eligibility is assessed under the asset test, a lifetime pension could actually increase your age pension because only a portion of the investment is counted. Now, for example, if you had $100,000 in a lifetime pension, under current rules, is counted as just $60,000 for the asset test. Now, it also may be worth noting that recent research has suggested that when retired, having a lifetime or guaranteed income stream can help one's lifestyle in retirement. Now, that can provide more peace of mind when compared to investing all retirement savings in market-linked investments, for example. Now, the reduction of market-linked risk can actually support one's overall well-being in retirement. Now, this has been suggested in a few recent studies I've come across in the past.
Oh, really? But that's so interesting. What's the, I guess, logic or thinking behind that then?
I've completed recent academic research. So I've explored various scholarly journals focusing on mental health and well-being in retirement. And now, a key aspect of my project was to examine the financial security of retirees. Now, through surveys, I identified a positive correlation between individuals who had chosen a lifetime pension income stream and their confidence in their future retirement lifestyle. So when looking deeper into that data, I found that having an indexed income for life provided respondents with greater financial certainty, and particular in relation to their everyday spending habits. Now, this insight suggested the importance of financial planning in ensuring both economic stability and overall well-being in retirement.
That is so interesting. It does make a lot of sense to me as well, just having that kind of confidence and assurity of, you know, what you're going to be able to have from a financial perspective, you know, and perhaps something people entering retirement should give some serious thought to. Andrew, one thing we haven't talked about yet today, though, is debt. Yeah. Can that have any impact on someone's pension?
Absolutely. Most debts aren't offset against assets for means testing. So if you have any debt, it may be worth paying it off to reduce your money in the bank, therefore boosting your pension. But also, some people like to consider purchasing funeral bonds to prepay funeral costs in advance. Now, there are a few rules to this, but they can also be exempt from the asset test if you meet those conditions.
Again, it's so interesting. I guess it underlines one of the strands running throughout this conversation today, that there's obviously a fair few things for people to think about and options to consider surrounding this. And speaking of which, Andrew, are there any dangers that people should be aware of while trying to increase their pension?
It's vital to make sure that any arrangements you make still suit your cash flow objectives. For example, there's no point paying down debt to get more pension if you can't afford your weekly bills. Now, please remember that everyone's circumstances are different. So what works for one person may not suit another. Therefore, I believe it's so important to consider professional advice.
That's an excellent point, I think, and probably a very good place to bring our conversation to a close today then. I feel like we covered a heap of ground, so hopefully everyone listening has a much better grasp of some of the ways that they can go about maximizing their age pension, if they're in a position to do that, that is. It's a few decades off for me, but I definitely feel more informed, that's for sure. So Andrew, thank you so much for joining us. It's been a real pleasure having you on.
Thanks, Tom. Thanks for inviting me.
That's it for this episode of the Friends with Money podcast. But don't forget to jump on our website, moneymag.com.au, for your daily dose of financial news. or you can go grab yourself a copy of the latest edition of Money Magazine in all good newsagents. As always, Friends of Money will be right back in your podcast feeds next week. So until then, my name is Tom Watson. Goodbye for now.
Thanks for listening to the Friends with Money podcast. For credible, independent, and easy to understand financial commentary, visit moneymag.com.au. Please remember that the views and opinions expressed in this podcast are general in nature, and further independent advice and research based on your personal circumstances should be sought before making an investment decision.